The Lofa Lava, and welcome to Laumata Luanu. How are you?
Hello, Lava. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. Looking forward to this, especially the Marilyn Monroe one. I want to know what you make of that. But let's start with Naomi, which is streaming on Neon and Sky Go.
Yes, so Naomi follows a Superman-obsessed teenage girl's journey from her small northwestern town to the heights of the DC multiverse, different from the Marvel multiverse, of course. So the story starts... Supernatural event takes place in her community, and Naomi, played by Casey Wolfer, sets out to uncover its origins, only to discover her own superpowers. Let's go.
What's let's go?
Yeah, definitely. Based on a 2019 comic of the same name, the character, she's likable off the bat. It's more to do with my fondness of Wolfer as a... as an actress rather than the character herself, who's a wee bit Mary Sue-ish. I mean, she's cool and nerdy. You know, get you a girl who can do both, but also she can skate, be liked by all the girls and all the boys. So Wolfer only just manages to pull that off and not seem like bleh. Not to mention, she's also a person of color, which I actually like. I genuinely appreciate that the whole cast is pretty diverse. I also like the way the story unfolds over time and you're not just spoon-fed information. I do wish that the script wasn't so cheesy. Some lines are a bit on the cringy side. Makes you think, do people really talk like that? Or am I too old for the young adult section now? Or was this scripted by someone way older than me, listening in on the youngins talking on the bus?
Oh, that's really interesting. It didn't really sound like they had the sort of the lingo right, or the, you know, the dialogue right.
Yeah, just a little bit off. And I was hoping that maybe it could improve over time, but I literally just found out that it's been cancelled and there won't be a second season.
Ouch.
Unfortunate, yes. But in a world of many streaming sites picking up shows that don't survive network TV's chopping block, here's hoping someone picks up Naomi.
It's got potential, huh?
It does. It's a classic CW teen drama. If you're unfamiliar with CW, it's the American network that gave us shows like Riverdale, The Vampire Diaries, and other DC hero shows like Arrow, The Flash, and Supergirl.
Okay, excellent. One to keep an eye out from, but in the meantime, people can get a taster on Neon and Sky Go. What age group did you say? Sort of young adult. So what would that sort of cover, do you think?
Yeah, from tweens to young adults and young adults at heart like myself.
Cool. Okay. Now, The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, the unheard tapes on Netflix. It seems to be a real trend at the moment on Netflix. Some of the, you know, some of these types of docos looking back into major events on the past or major murders of the past or whatever. Incredible story, of course, mainly told by other people, Marilyn Monroe's. What do we have here?
Of course. So we have director Emma Cooper joining investigative journalist Anthony Summers as he recounts the important points of his 1985 book Goddess, The Secret Lives of Marilyn Monroe. So The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes on Netflix, sort of challenges the report of Marilyn being found deceased in her bed by a psychiatrist. Using the docker sort of uses unheard interviews, like he had 620 odd interviews at the time of writing his book that he took with from those close to the Hollywood superstar that he recorded both before and after her tragic death on August 4th, 1962.
Okay, so these are tapes from the actual time.
Yes, from just around the time of, you know, all of this going on.
And everything that was leading up to it. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
So how does the story get told here? Because we know there's all sorts of theories on the cause of her death and on who may have caused her death or on who may have had an interest in causing her death.
Yeah.
Was it an accident? On and on. So how does the director and how does Summers himself come at telling the story using these tapes?
So they have the tapes lip-synced as reenactments in the docker. It kind of feels odd. It's like a dramatization, however, not of an actual event, but of a primary source speculating. So they have these tapes where the interviewees are speculating around her life, her loves, her mental health, her work ethic and death, or around her involvement with the Kennedys, just all of the conspiracies. And it sort of doesn't reveal anything new per se, as it rehashes already existing conspiracy theories that people have long since just talked about since her death.
And so when you say it's lip sync, do we hear the actual tapes, but do we have what sort of imagery do we have on screen? What sort of vision?
We have sort of actors. Like I said, it's like a dramatization. So there's a person who's cast to act out the interview in a way. Sometimes they're in a room sort of half lit, so their face is half in shadow. They're sort of supposed to look kind of like the person that they are, that the person on tape that's speaking.
Okay.
And they're just either sitting around or they're on the phone if the interview itself was over the phone.
So first, did you learn anything more from the tapes themselves? And second, does it work for you?
It doesn't really give something groundbreaking. It just sets us up with more questions surrounding Monroe's death. No real answers, just more stirring of an already thickened pot of mystery soup.
All right. And a bit tabloidy, I suspect.
Yes, definitely. Okay. And I guess that could really put you off.
Okay. Now, Girls 5 Ever is on TVNZ On Demand.
Oh, I'm loving this. So Girls 5 Ever follows a one-hit wonder girl group, a fictional girl group from the 90s, who gets sampled by a young rapper, a contemporary young rapper, and they decide to reunite to give their pop star dreams one more shot. Only this time, they're balancing their big dreams with spouses, kids, jobs, debt, aging parents, and shoulder pain, all the relatable stuff. I really like the show. It's something you might watch for a lighthearted giggle and wind up binging. Which is what happened to me.
What is so 90s about it?
Oh, gosh. You've got all the 90s band tropes. So think Spice Girls, think Britney Spears in her heyday, and think the boy band tropes, and the poppy music with a bit off lyrics that if you listen back to now, you're like, I should not have been 11 and singing along to Genie in a Bottle.
And what about our characters, key characters?
Oh, so we've got a great cast here. Sarah Bareilles is Dawn. She's a self-proclaimed chill one in the band. Renee Elise Goldsberry is Wiki, the self-proclaimed fierce one. Busy Phillips as Summer, the self-proclaimed hot one. And Paula Powell as Gloria, the self-proclaimed always working one. So Dawn is now working in her brother's Italian restaurant and has one son with a boring husband. Wiki, she pretends to have a glamorous life on Instagram, but is actually in a mountain of debt and barely scraping by as an airport employee. Summer is married, but is mostly neglected by her ex-boy band and possibly gay husband, who's played by Andrew Annells, and lives in an expensive mansion with her internet famous daughter, Stevia. They named their daughter Stevia, for one thing.
Oh, no.
And Gloria, always working one, who was actually also the lesbian one, who wasn't exactly hiding it, but no one noticed or really cared to notice, and is now a dentist and divorced from her wife. So that's the main cast, and they just work so brilliantly together.
You've got some awesome guest stars on it, I hear, as well.
Yes, definitely. Well, my favorite guest star is actually one of the executive producers, Tina Fey. She guest stars as Dolly Parton, who appears as Dawn's imagination to help inspire her to write songs again. But that only happened because they couldn't get the actual Dolly Parton. And finding that out it makes that episode even more hilarious.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. Whawhitai, and thank you. Lomata Loanu with it. What she has been viewing. We've just been talking about Girls 5 Ever, which is on TVNZ On Demand. Before that, The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, the unheard tapes on Netflix, and Naomi, which is streaming on Neon and Sky Go.